Blackstone Audio presents Shadow of the Raven, a Dr. Thomas Silkstone mystery by Tessa Harris, read by Simon Vance. To Katie and Gabriella, with love. Author's notes and acknowledgements. Picture a typical English landscape and it will probably look something like this. Gently rolling green hills divided into neat fields, lined with high hedgerows and dotted with deciduous woodland. But this green and pleasant land, as the poet William Blake so famously called it, is not natural. It is the product of man, and more precisely of landowners. Over the centuries, the English countryside has been both hunted and fought over, foraged and farmed, burned and felled, divided and developed to produce the landscape we know today. A crowded network of cities, towns and villages, with patches of agricultural land in between. And in a very few places, tracts of land are allowed to be natural, even though they still need managing. These are England's commons and common woodlands, where the public is free to roam. Some of these areas fall within the boundaries of national parks, or are owned by the National Trust, a conservation charity. Others give access and rights of way, and they form the backdrop to this, the fifth novel in the Dr. Thomas Silkstone Mysteries series. As usual, I have taken my inspiration from a true story. Between 1604 and 1905, almost 11,000 square miles of land were enclosed by Acts of Parliament in the United Kingdom. These acts became more numerous as the effects of the Industrial Revolution of the late 18th and early 19th centuries began to take hold.